33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Nobody has to tell you technology has touched just about every aspect of our lives. One change that some have lamented is our relationship with maps. You know, most of us use phones to navigate these days, and we wind up with a very small view of a very big picture. Well, a new exhibit at the Museum of the Big Bend at Sul Ross State University in Alpine encourages us to consider what maps in their older forms have to offer. It's a display of dozens of maps of Mexico, drawn over five centuries. Matt Walter is curator of collections at the Museum of the Big Bend. Matt, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I am told that you have something like 64 maps total on display, and all of these are of Mexico?
That's correct. This is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, exhibit ever done on maps of Mexico, and we have 64 on exhibit in the main gallery.
But presumably, there are differences that make a few of these stick out. Are there any that stick out to you?
Well, the basic thing that when the visitor walks in, they're going to see two things, I guess you could focus on. It's going to allow them to see the progressions of the mapping of Mexico through the periods of discovery, exploration, settlement, wars, changing boundaries, all the way up to modern day. And it is the first exhibit to focus on five centuries of maps of Mexico, with the earliest one on exhibit dating all the way back to 1493, just one year after Columbus.
That is incredible.
And these maps are not just Spanish and Mexican maps, but also American, German, Italian, Dutch, English. So you get to view some amazing cartographers also.
What is it that these cartographers were mapping? I mean, you talk about the political boundaries, obviously, but I assume that there are geographical features as well, and perhaps some of these descriptions circumcised by the technology of the day.
Absolutely. And, of course, you see that progression in mapping and the progression of knowledge of the region. And the maps, of course, are going to be made for various purposes. Yes, you are going to see topographical, you're going to see maritime, you're going to see military. You'll also see one of the reasons maps are used often is for real estate. And so you'll see land deals and maps and things like that.
So you're seeing a sort of history sort of unfolding in front of you as you look over the passage of time. But I wonder what these maps might, or maybe might not, tell us about the construction of a national identity for Mexico. Do you get any hints at that?
Well, that's actually one of the highlights of the show, and it features the cartography of Mexico's most famous cartographer, a map maker, Antonio Garcia Cubas. Lived in a very interesting period of Mexican history, all the way from the 1830s all the way to 1912. And his focus was on trying to map a national identity, especially after the loss of land to the United States and the invasion by the French that followed that during the U.S. Civil War. His focus was on trying to show the Mexican people what their country looked like, what riches and wealth it had, and to ultimately make them proud of their country.
That is fascinating. Well, what about the relationship between Texas and Mexico? Because that has long been complicated. Do you see an emergence of a sort of narrative in these maps?
Oh, absolutely. You see that narrative as we progress through the maps, with Texas, of course, as part of initially New Spain, and then for 15 years, part of the Republic of Mexico. And then, of course, for 10 years, part of the Republic of Texas, which Mexico did not acknowledge, and as that it will be annexed by the United States and Texas will become a U.S. state, we're going to end up fighting the U.S.-Mexico War. And so we have some fantastic military maps also.
I am ashamed to admit that I've never been to the Museum of the Big Bend, but someone once told me when I was passing by near Alpine that I should go. What else is happening over at the museum?
Well, we have our main gallery exhibit, which focuses on the history of the Big Bend and telling the stories of this very unique part of Texas. We also have the map collection downstairs, the Jan and Marty Davis map collection. It is one of the foremost historical map collections in not just Texas, but the United States and the world. We have maps that were donated by Marty Davis that can't be seen anywhere else except for here. And we love to show those. I usually work in the map room with my door open,
Sounds like you get
showcase
telephone
those
calls
maps.
from eager visitors.
I do.
By the way, how long does this exhibit on the maps of Mexico continue?
This exhibit will run through the 15th of December.
Matt Walter is the curator of collections at the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine. Great to talk with you, Mr. Walter. Thanks again.
Great talking with you, and you have a fantastic day.